Only one, two, three. All the rest, we are not here. Okay, tell me what is in your notes. What was the topic we discussed last week? Hallelujah. Thank you so much. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow. That's one. Any other one? What's the topic we are looking at? What is the topic? If you don't know the topic, how do you want to? Who is helping us? The topic we looked at last Thursday. Serious matter. Nobody can remember. I can't call you, sir. Nobody else can remember. You were here last Thursday. Can I see your hand up? And what's the topic now? Spiritual what? Spiritual growth, spiritual development. I love that. Praise God, somebody. Well, and we said there are three stages. We compare the physical growth with spiritual growth. Who can tell us the three stages we mentioned? Babyhood stage, childhood stage, and an adult, a manhood stage. And we said in the physical and the spiritual, they are what? Comparisons. Who is a baby in the Lord? Who is a babe in the Lord? Like where you quoted as what? Newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word of God that you may grow. And we said that we know in the Christendom, somebody can be in the church for 15 years. If I can tell you the story, this foundation of this church, we lay it together. And the fellow can still be a babe. Is it possible? Even to make it worse, a man can have a title of deacon, deaconess, elder, even pastors, and he's still a babe. Is it possible? What are those things you will see in a man's life? And you say, this one is a babe. Some of the things we discussed last Thursday. Can you remember anyone? Innocency. Babes are innocent. And that's one characteristic that you should not outgrow. That's one thing you should not what? Outgrow. That's one thing any Christian should not outgrow. Say, neighbor, I'm innocent. Because I have no past. When, if any man be in Christ, who is he? He has no past records. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation. To those who are where? Condemnation is a very strong term because most Christians condemn themselves. Even you go for a prayer meeting, you start by condemning yourself. Though you call it prayer of consecration, but you are just condemning yourself. And when you are condemned, what happens? You lose your confidence. You lose your boldness. So if you have lost that, what are you doing? You cannot approach God with boldness. Your faith is down. So everyone who is born of God, if somebody says, we cannot but sin, there are two sides to that. No man is perfect. I agree. Because the more you walk with God, some things that before were not sins, they now becoming sins. I'm telling you sincerely. Sometimes you thought you have done very well in a place when I was in Alaka, then I look back. Say, so you mean I did something like that? I felt, no, I should not have done those things. But at that level of my Christian growth, I thought I was doing my best. I was even thinking that I should be commended. But now I look back and say, this is not the way to have handled those things. So as you grow in faith, some things become You begin. So when you walk with God, we keep growing. But see something in the book of First John. It says, as we fellowship with God and with other, the blood of Jesus Christ does something automatically. It does what? No, you have to understand New Testament. Anybody understand New Testament? You say, if I see a man who sins, and that sin is not unto death, even if he does not confess, I can take care of him. Do you believe that? No, we don't believe that. There's a man who was in his church, he has revival many years ago. Many years ago, he has a big revival. And people are asking, what is the secret? If you see in his church, drunkards, people are mess up. If you just lay his hand, be cleansed, be born again, be cleansed, be washed. And people are wondering, what's this type of life? And before you know it, their lifestyle change. They are living right. They forsook their sin. People are amazed. Say, if I see a brother that sinned a sin not unto death, say, I can ask. And God will do what? God will give life for that sin which is not unto death. No, that's what they call deeper walk with God. It's an advanced class. I just want to say it in a passing. I won't go further on that. It's not for you, just for people who can understand me. Praise God, somebody. So you know that innocence is a thing that you should never forget. Say, never, I'm innocent. If you are born again and the blood of Jesus Christ has washed you, say, Pastor, if I sin, fine. Confess your sin. He's faithful and just to forgive you. And when you confess it once, don't remind him again. You say, God, you know this thing. You know last year I told you this thing. It's still there. When you told him last year it's still there, what are you doing? You are going to condemnation. But he said, I forgive you and I forgot it. You are saying, no, Father, I must remind you. What are you doing? So that's one. Number two, we said last week about a babe. A babe is what? Ignorant. If you say a babe cross on the floor, everything a babe see, where does he go? Are you sure? Whether it's a good thing or what? Or a bad thing? Whether it's a toy? Whether it's food? Whether it's something poisonous? What happens to a babe? It puts to a mouth. That we say, guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it are issues of life. As a newborn babe, desire the sincere milk. I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to do what? Build you up. If you hear some messages and some words, they will destroy your faith. My man came to me this afternoon and he brought a tract. Somebody wrote a tract. It's in the Old of Ibadan. And the four people are qualified to go to heaven in the Old of Ibadan city. She had a vision, revelation. Christ appeared to her. And they had discussion, and Christ now told her at the Earl of Ibadan, and the four people who are going to heaven. When the fool, and they brought that woman to a church in Four Square for a revival. And I said, my God, if you listen to junk, it will junk your life, and it will kill. They take heed to what you hear. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. So, a babe is ignorance. They lack God's knowledge. Are you a babe? And how do we know that you are ignorant? How do we know? By the words we are saying. Number three, babes. What else did you say about babes? They need what? Baby is touchy. Baby is fretful. Babe is easily hurt. When you see a baby is easily hurt, you see a child needs attention. A child is a talkative. A child talks all the time. And they're easily hurt. As I said last time, some people, when you want to talk to them, you be very, very careful. Because little thing like this, it will be an issue. Praise God, somebody. So you have to tell yourself, where am I in my walk with God? Because in Sarif, many of us, we could have been in the Lord for many years, and you are still a babe. So I said spiritual development. We have our text in Ephesians chapter 4, that God gave gifts to the body of Christ. Who are these gifts? Pastors. What's the first one there? Apostle, prophet, teachers, evangelists, and what? For what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Who should do the work of the ministry? I can't hear you. Here. Who must do the work of the ministry? The saints. Say neighbor, hi. And he say, as newborn babes, you desire sincere milk of the word of God. Praise the Lord. So we have looked at ignorance. We have said that babes are easily spoiled. Babes are easily frustrated, easily distracted, easily hurt. Are you easily frustrated? Are you easily distracted? Are you easily hurt? You know, brother Wale offended me. I won't go to church again. Imagine somebody saying that. Even not the pastor. You're somebody that is a brother in a church. Ha! I won't go to what? Church again. When we say again the childhood, Ephesians 4:14, what is there? Ephesians 4:14, quickly, lower time. Open your Bible and read now. We should no longer be children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. A child is tossed to and fro. Today is Orioke, tomorrow is Orisale. Today is this message. Tomorrow is that message. They don't have stable opinion. When they hear somebody on TV, they move to that place. You know, and those days in Yaba used to make a kind of something like a jest then. You know, because in a big church, people bring many pastors. And somebody will come today and preach on a particular issue. And people say, hi, ho, and people jump. And the next day, somebody will come and preach against that one. Hey, so I keep wondering, what's happening here? How can the 20 be right when they preach against, you know, they are guest ministers. They may not know what the other guy preached. He just came to preach his own message. But what he was saying is just directly opposite of what that other guy said yesterday. And people see, that's why I was confused. Then someone will come, his own strength will be deliverance, some will come faith, some will come. No, everything is not coordinated. A baby is easily tossed to and fro. A child. And we said also, because if you don't define where you are, you cannot grow. Are you a child? Are you full of curiosity? Are you unsteady? Are you curious on other people's affairs? Some people in church, they are too much interested in what? Other people's affairs. They do a bit of prognosing too much. And somebody asks a pastor, what do you do with your salary? I need to ask him, what do you do with yours? I say, it's not your own business. Of course, also my own, it's not your own business. Because they are very curious. They prognose a lot of things. But it's too important to define where we are. But if you don't define people and define where you are, you know, even as a pastor, if I relate with people, if I don't know where they are, I can hurt ourselves. You know, there was one of my friends, I was telling once, a sister here, that one of my friends became a Christian, and she was going to church in a very funny dress. And she has told herself that if anybody talks to me about this dress, I will not, you know. Well, people just left her. And Holy Ghost spoke to her. And on her own, packed everything. It must start from the inside. Since neighbor, from the inside. So a child is unsteady. Neighbor, are you unsteady? Some of us, we have been Christian for many years. You are not walking the house of God. You cannot identify your life with any ministry. You have been a Christian since Yaba days, you're Christian in another place. 20 years. All you do is to come to church, you come, you warm the seat, and you go. After how many years? 15 years, 10 years. You are not, you know, it's so, or today you are in this place, tomorrow you are in this place, another day you are in this place. You don't have any work you are doing. You are not really committed. When they talk about some things, you know, it's on the school, it's not your own. HLM, not your own. Offering, not your own, sir. Just come at your own convenience to sit down. When they are delaying too much, you are looking at your wristwatch. You are not committed. Praise God, somebody. And unless we define where we are, you say it's full of, they have talkativeness. They talk a lot. Praise the Lord. And if we talk a lot, you'll be guilty of some few sins. What's the first one you'll be guilty of? We said evil speaking. Say about evil speaking. In the house of God, we should not do that. What is evil speaking? Who is helping me? Evil speaking. Talking about the faults and the failures of others when they are not there. Do you hear it? When you talk about the faults and the failures of others, you know, some people, when they get home now and they are eating, maybe, and they're sitting at the table with them, they pick a brother or pick a sister and they are lashing him down. And the children are there with the table. What are you trying to convey if you do that? Don't do that. Even if you think the fellow has done wrong. Evil speaking is not good at all. Praise God, somebody. I would say when there is strife, there's every evil work. Praise God, somebody. You know, some things are not very palatable doctrine. But if you don't lay this foundation, you cannot walk in grace, no matter how you try. Because you cannot be speaking evil of others, and you are using the same as saying, God bless me, God increase me. Imagine that. Is it? Car, come now. And the one that Christ died for, you just tore him down. He said the tongue is a word. It's a word of what? Iniquities. But when you are born again, that's when you can tame your tongue. You say, pray much in the Holy Ghost. You understand? So your tongue can be tamed. Say, no man can tame this tongue except the Holy Ghost. You know, in the Tower of Babel, they had to confuse their tongue. In the New Testament, New Covenant, he gave them what? A new tongue. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. So we say, also we talk about vain speaking. What is vain speaking? Always talking about ourselves. You know, sometimes you're not very careful. I was in a meeting and trying to introduce one man of God. And they used like 30 minutes to introduce him. I was there. None of them told me. 30 what? Minutes. We are all confused. They're just going like that. Going like that. Going like that. We are all confused. What is this thing now? What is that one? It's vain talking. Now, if you're not very careful, the way we try to appreciate ourselves, if you're not very careful, you move to what? Vain talking. And some people, they love it. There's a man I told that he went to introduce him somewhere. The guy did not do it very well. So he has a file on his table to sign for the guy's benefit. He did not sign at all. He did not sign it. So the man find out what was his sin. They say, God, I'm going to sign this, you know, because he did not do it very well. So the guy was waiting for another opportunity. So the day he got the mic, he was just going. The shift was just going. I know. My paper must be signed. Even though I was just going. The next time he signed the paper. Let's go, somebody. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. So the other one is what they call the foolish speaking. Foolish talk. Ephesians 5 verse 4. What is there? Ephesians 5 verse 4. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather doing what? Giving of thanks. Say, neighbor, giving of thanks. Not coarse jesting. You know, some things are veiled. Even some slang. You know, one day when I had one from somebody very close to me, and he just said, this sexy dress. I felt some kind. I said, for a Christian, no. But if you're not very careful, it's a slang among students now. They don't see it as anything. But for a Christian, if you use that language, something will scratch you now. This is not fitting for a Christian. It's not. If you are very spiritual, something will scratch you. How can a Christian use foul languages? Are you mad? Just, I don't know. How will you open your mouth and say that and nothing will not scratch you? And you say that one and you want to say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Ha, which bless, which mouth now? You know, those things are, you know, I would say, don't give room to Ephesians 4:27. Read it carefully. Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. Your mouth is the one that gives place to the devil. Like what he was sharing with us in the morning. Somebody has an experience and lost a child. I had the same experience. And the child was saved. He said, I found out that it was not the devil, it was my mouth. So that means your mouth can give place to the devil. It's not the devil himself. He's trying to get him, but he needs your permission. So when he kicks you small in a place, he wants you to open your mouth to do what? To say something. Say, this morning I'm very tired. I'm very tired. What happened to you? All your nerves will hear the signal. Heart, be tired. Muscle, be tired. Bone, be tired. Everything just be shutting down. Bush, bush, bush. Very tired. All things asking to the voice of your praise God, somebody. It's just the Bible. He said, which report will you believe? He said you are healed. But everywhere you go to, you tell people, you know, I'm sick. You know, this thing will not kill me. You're a Christian. And you talk like that. That's a vain talking. That's a foolish talking. That is giving place to who? Am I here, church? Are you hearing us? That is doing what? Giving place. You are the one. Not, it's like Job now. It's not about, no. Job said, what I fear most. Hey, you know, that's another thing about fear. I'm pointing at that on the road. They are looking, I mean, what I fear most. He said, I will never leave you. He said, I'm with you all the time. He said, I'm watching over you. How can you be afraid of anything? He said, if God be for you, who can be? He said, if God be for me, he can be against you. Why will a Christian live his life in fear? How can you, Nathan, be looking around and be fearful? Is it possible? He said, why are you fearful? Boko Haram. What will they tell you? Okay, hope you had a nice sleep. If Boko Haram may be his problem. I say, Abuja, there are many thieves now, many armed robbers. Will it be his problem? If it's coming like that to you or to anybody, what would they think happen? And they know the viewers as well, and how can you, a Christian, be saying the same language? When God says, I will never leave you, he said, I'm with you all the time. How can we say that? Do you know what that means? God of heaven, who made everything. Do you understand what that means? If you know the import, and that's why I just try to get you to understand what, if Jonathan says that, you condemn him now. And see what angels will be crying when they hear you talk. They'll be crying. Because you tie their hands. You made them useless in the assignment for you. They cannot do anything. They cannot. Please God, somebody. So I just said, also we know, so many of us, so when you hear people talk like that, we know where they are. You say, this is what I say, the child, though he has spent 20 years in the church, though he has titles now, even makes it worse for us. You know, when they now have titles, it makes it difficult. When we make contact, it will not come out. You can't tell pastor it's trouble. But when he talks, we hear him, we locate him. And we are very sad. And I'm asking myself, all these many years of saying this thing, where would they begin to understand? Somebody told me and said, doctor is confessing him. Confessing you. Then you come to report to me. Then what will I do now? He said, no, you are confused before you met doctor. So meeting him just reveal your confusion. But if you listen carefully, it will clear your confusion. But because you are set in your ways, because you thought that you know, you thought that you are right, but it's not giving you any result. We know your life. We can say the fear. We can say the complaint. We can say we are not enjoying your life. You are set in your way. You are bound by religion. With all due respect, I went to a place and he wanted to have a revival. And I saw a big poster, the fiery judgment of God. The fearlessness of God's judgment in a revival. I said, this is a serious matter. How would it work now? You have not heard that for God so much love the world. That he gave. He has given us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. Not imputing their trespasses upon them. Not, oh my God. Not imputing. He put the whole thing, he put his wrath on Christ. He put his foot in there. Oh, pow. Say good news. If your news is not good, it's not the Bible. Praise God, somebody. So let's look at the man who stayed, who is a mature Christian. Say, neighbor, are you a mature Christian? How do I know? There are three things a mature Christian will. There are more, but some key areas, according to Kenneth Hagin, which I follow carefully. This is from his book, and it's very beautiful. They look small things, but they are very good. Hebrews 11, 24 to 26. Hebrews 11, 24. 26. A mature Christian esteem earthly things very, very lightly. A mature Christian esteem what? Earthly things. How? Lightly. I heard a story of a Christian that traveled abroad, and when he was coming back, he lost a bag. He has many bags, he just lost one. And he was making so much noise, making so much, crying so much, making so much fuss. And his friend was forced to say, Oh, Dubai, Colony. Yeah, I don't know what to do. Yeah. Okay. Even I say, I know one Elijah last year, that lost $3 million or so in his business transaction. Nobody even heard him. So, but that's so bad. You want to break the rules because of this thing now. His brother was forced to rebuke him. I knew an unbeliever. What's all this thing now? Don't worry yourself. It makes no difference. You know, when I came, my wife told me that she booked a place. I don't want that. All things are working together for good. I refuse to worry. I refuse to be sad. Anybody, I refuse to worry. I refuse to lose my joy. How can everything make you? I would say everything will burn with fire. Everything. So what's Azu? You must, okay, let me read that place quickly. About Moses. You know the story very well? By faith, Moses, when he came of age, when he became mature, then he was maturity. Yes. Refused to be called what? Do you know what that means? It was like saying, refused to be called Obama's heir. Pharaoh was the king of the whole world then. Think about that. You know, some people will do anything to get contract. And someone that is born in the family, opponent heir, refuse that. For what? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. See, sometimes what you believe will expose you to some afflictions. Me, I know, go suffer, I know. When they say want to do this contract and they say come and perform bribe, I'm a Christian. Ah, he said, no, don't grow. It will suffer affliction, no. God will reward you, God will multiply you, but that one you must take a stand. Well, you know, we don't do this. You know, that's why some people don't understand the prosperity message. Because they must prosper. They do anything. And they bring the money to the house of God. So you don't know. Well, maybe because we're not in business. We understand. Pastors that we work with, and it becomes an issue. What is your Christianity causing you? In what area is it causing? You see, he esteemed the what? Reproaches of who? Christ. He esteemed that. Than what? Than the treasures of Egypt. Think about that. The treasures. Not small money. You know, instead of brother, I want to beg us. God will prosper you. Say, neighbor, God will prosper me. Say, because I'm blessed. But sometimes you need patience. Don't be in a hurry. Some doors, it's not God that opened it, it's devil that opened it. And don't make a mistake about it. Ah, so Pastor, do you understand? I say, I understand. This man is devil that opened it up for you. Now, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and does not add sorrow to it. Praise God, somebody. So we say he esteemed the what? Reproaches of Egypt. He esteemed what? Reproaches of Christ than the treasures of Egypt. He was online to the throne. See what man can do for money. And somebody asked it at his own beacon call. And he said, no way, I'm not taking it. There was a man had this too. There was a young fellow many years ago I used to work for mobile, I started mobile producing. Somebody told me a story about a young fellow. He was being promoted to the level of directorship in mobile, not the local directorship. International, across mobile, Exxon Mobil, all over the world. And he was a young guy. And he told the yoga, I'm resigning. He said, are you crazy? He said, God called me to ministry. He said, I'm going. He said, are you crazy? Why are you? What's my own? They could not believe it. Because to them, it's what? Madness of the highest order. I have a book I gave to Brother Anyanka, Madam, I don't know what tonight, about profiles of faith. That's you know, Madam Teresa. I'm not lost Noah. If you don't know Madam Teresa, I mean, something must be, you are not in this. You know, This Catholic sister, what are they called? What are their title now? But from now, what do you call her? But you know, she died at age 7, and she was, they call her Saint to the Poor, Saints to the Poor. That's all her life, serving poor people. But she was mighty, but that's the way God called her. So when the brother was a lieutenant in the army, he wanted to go to for that service. But I said, are you crazy? But the day they are going to honor her with the award, this award, Nobel Prize, the brother was among the people who are clapping. I would say to us, unless the seed fall and die, it abides alone. Your life cannot make any meaningful impact if you live for self. Say, neighbor, don't live for self. Say, unless the seed falls down and die, it abides alone. Who's a mature Christian? We esteem reproaches of Christ more than so. As much Bible says, I wish above all things you prosper and beware, even as your soul. So if your soul prospers, at what expense is it prospering? At the expense of a spiritual growth? Think about that. Somebody got a new job in a different town and wants to call his family to that place. And where I was going, no gospel church is there, nothing. Somebody was asking the fellow, well, why are you going there? He said, money. That's all. But at what expense? What with that your contract costing you? That your new job, what is it costing you? Some people, they do some things, they leave home by 4 a.m., they come back by 12 midnight, they work in it. Every time they are working. At the expense of what? One, I thought, as a friend that resigned overnight, but was a pastor and was working somewhere, and what the work was so much, he forgot Bible study day. And he's a senior pastor. You don't understand that? He forgot that today is what? He was just working. When he... today's what? He just resigned. What did he do? He resigned. No job, nothing. He has family, he has children. But he esteemed what? When this thing will kill me. I mean, if I work for a man and I'm a senior pastor. Imagine what... And God is faithful, and God took care of him. Say, neighbor, God will take care of you. But are you esteeming Christ's reproaches? Somebody went to the north because he said, you know, I cannot go to fellowship there. I cannot. Or because of the persecution he may suffer. Because when they know you are a Christian in the north, you know, even in the ministry, some people can just be... So they refuse to identify. They live a Christian, quiet Christian life. They agreed with themselves that let us enjoy the what? That will step men, people that we are what? Because some things, if you confess some things in some places, it will expose you. Will not expose you. And some people can come and be talking story about you. Is that not true? But a mature Christian will esteem. Number two. What's number two? Deadness to praise or censors of men. Deadness to praise or censors of men. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 3 and 4. Deadness to praise and of censors of men. What does that mean? But Paul says to us in that place, what did he say? Help us read quickly.
But with me,
it is a very small thing
that I should be judged
by you
or by
human court.
In fact,
I do not even judge myself.
For I know of nothing
against my I know of nothing against myself. I know of nothing against myself. For it means a small thing that you judge me. You know, when I walk with God, you may not understand some things. But to me, it's a small thing. It's only God that I commend myself to. If God says, I'm okay, I'm okay. Men of us, we don't have backbone. We don't have a voice. We can't speak out. You know, one day I was cracking a joke somewhere. As we rise in some places, even in working places, they are doing what you call high-level politics. Then you everybody's looking for a come to. And sometimes you will suffer. Because you will be in a place that if you say some opinion, you know, some people will be offended. Can you still open your mouth and say those things in love? And suffer affliction than to be all weather. Some people are all weather. All weather. Abacha number one, Abacha number two. When Abacha rain, they are there. Israel rain, they are there. They are all weather. But a mature Christian is there to censor or praise of men. That's very careful. You know, some people, when they praise them, what do? They begin ego, they begin to be, you know. We are there. And some people, when they censor them, what would they do? Even when they just lead to criticize them, lead to criticism, they will withdraw. Why are they doing that? They're not mature. So their performance depends on the praise or the applause of men. And sometimes we pastor, we love to do it because we want you to perform. Say that, brother. You better say, well done, no. Thank you for coming to service yesterday. Thank you for coming to service yesterday. If I must thank you for doing what? Coming to here. Yes. Thank you for coming, sir. Oh my God, is that not ridiculous? Are you there to censor or praise of men? Or you need their praise for you to walk? If a man know that I stand before God, he said, don't judge anything before what? Before the time. As a time that the great God will do what? We judge all things. Is your motive right? If it's right, it's okay. Then anybody, are you still here? You know, all these small things, if you don't take care of them, Christian walk will not be very, because you are giving room to the enemy. Say, give him what? Praise God, somebody. So, are you waiting for praise of men before you can do some things? Or is sense of men, or if they give you little criticism? So, sometimes you assume they do what? If it says you. You just assume maybe, it's talking to me, it's talking to me. You just assume it too. And you cock up. You begin to be, you say, no, I'm not doing it again. Everything just happened. You are what? You are immature. Number three, then, can you see God at work in your life? God's ability of God to recognize that God is at work in your life for everything. Look at Joseph carefully. We know the story of Joseph when he had a dream. What happened to that dream? He saw himself doing what? Raining over everybody. But what happened to him from that day? Going down. Down. He didn't compromise? No. He didn't complain? No. Was he bitter? No. He said all things are doing what? Even when he was in jail and he gave some people their dream interpretation, and 2 years, a fellow forgot him. I said, and I gave him that thing for that job. He's not a big man, cannot even remember me. And I pray for him, and he got a big job now. Cannot even send me a card. I see him now enjoying. I mean, I pray with. You need to go to Ori. And we work together. Fast for him and pray for him now. No, people do that a lot. If we want men to do what? To reciprocate their goodness. But when that story came true, and the brother came and fell before him, what did he say? I did not say, you see now, maybe I told you. Maybe I told you. You see now, maybe I told you. You know, no, you are not really, you have seen that. You better tell you. He didn't do that.
No.
Say, no, God sent me ahead of you to preserve your life. Think about what they did to him. Imagine what they did to him. He never even reminded them. God sent me. Can you see God at work in your life? Anybody, can you see God at work in your life? So, three things you must know for a man who is matured. Is one thing is this, you must what? Number one. Esteem the things of this world lightly. Anybody, can you do that? Can you esteem it? If you cannot give, let me tell you the test. If you have in your pocket 20 naira and it's a give offering, I say no. I can't give today. And what are you doing?
Esteeming yourself.
That's all now. You have already failed a test. That this one, let me hold on to it. God, I'm not too sure whether you can take care of me. That's what you may not say it in words. Say it in action. And if you cannot give material things out, that means it's having a hold in your life. If God say bless that sister with a dress or with a shoe, with a hat, you say, no. I remember I told you of a brother that a pastor, he has six suits. There are many years ago. And God told him to bless somebody with a suit. And God gave him the particular one to give. The best he had. Ah! So he first went up. He carried one. He gave. Ah! He might be the fellow thanking me a lot. I said, bah! And God said, son. Ah! Again, he went up. Carry the other one, number two. He gave. God said, He said, I've tried now. I will give only one. I've given two. I said, no. He went up, number three. He gave. But I was even just full of praises. God bless you, sir. You are God bless you, sir. But in heaven, what are you saying? I don't know what are you trying to impress. To us human beings, he has done what? How can a man give me three suits in a single day? Number four, he went up, carry it down. He gave again. Only me, pastor. Only me. Everyone look down. He gave all. God gave me, and was given only one suit. He lost six. He lost six. He's able to make all grace abound towards you. You esteem earthly things lightly. I mean, can you see your brother suffering and you have some money in your account that is just cooler there? And you cannot part. And you are thinking that, you know, I'm going for one trip, this and that. I know. But if you understand that other fellow also is God's child, and God is trying to bless your life, making you a vessel of blessing. Can't you incomplete yourself a bit? It's because the earthly things has a hold in your life. A man's life does not consist of the abundance of things he has. How do we rate men? God rate men in their giving, not in their what? Holding. You know, if we ask you, how much do you have in your account? That's how they rate you. They do not ask you, how many people have you blessed? How many said me? Okay, the money is out. So, number two is that you must be what? Dare to what? Dare to praise of men or censors of men. But I Paul say, I commend myself to God. How do you do things as unto God? God sent the man of God to a meeting. You know, the man was a mighty man of God, even at his own level. He now went to a meeting, and when he got there, they cannot even give him a place to minister. And people are ministering and just confessing the Bible. And he raised his hand, everyone called himself. God told him, can't you allow yourself to be ignored for a year must you be known? You see, you're going to a place and you're just sitting down on the bench, forming bench, and people are just messing around with the Bible. And God say, be going, don't stop and stay there. It takes what? A minute. That's what you call God send you to a training school. But many of us want to be popular. You know, want to be known. Want to hear your voice, your opinion. All those things, in human eyes, we can reach you very high. But where it matters, what happened? Well, like that brother that's giving suit and people are clapping here. In heaven, what are they doing? He says, our work will be tried with fire. Say, if any man's work is burned, what do you think will make a work to be burned? What do you think will make a work to be burned? Anybody? You know, to us, it's a powerful work. But I thought, God bless him. He's like, he broke up. But in heaven, they say this work will be burned too. That's not in your Bible. What makes a work to be burned? Do you know? Anybody want to offer? Yes, try. The motive of the work, number one. Number two, the motive. Let me try again. The motive, number two, is there. Motive is very strong. Another thing is there. It's not a sacrifice of love. And number three, the work is not sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Everything done in the arm of flesh, God will not take home. He will not take. You may think he won't take it. What the motive? Why should I want to hold this mic? Let me show them. Let me show them. Can God shut you in? Just shut you in for a while. And you just say, well, stay there. They are the characteristics of a mature Christian. A guy who is mature in the Lord. Any question? Any question? You know, I know it's not very, you know, some areas are not very, but they are good. They are very good for us. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
Just thinking now.
Yeah.
Ability to write good in tongue.
Yeah. Of course, because if you have said that a fellow in a mouth in a childhood state talk blah blah blah, that means if a man is mature, what will happen? He won't be talking now. You'll be a man of few words. So if it's somebody just talking blah 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 blah, he will be guilty of three sins at least: evil speaking, vain speaking, and what? Foolish speaking. Out of the abundance of you cannot miss a sin. Say, a man who can bridle his body, bridle his tongue, can do what?
Control
his whole body. So how do you rate a mature Christian? If you cannot bridle your tongue, then what happens? You can now. You know, a story, somebody was trying to be taught how to train his anger. You know how to put his anger under control. But the father said, whenever you lose your anger, go to a wall, take a... No, go to a wall, take a hammer and a nail. Nail it to a wall. So in the first day, was nailed many nails. Second day, the nail reduced. Third day, reduced. After some time, he was able to control, because now he has to do while I'm going to... So when I remember that, I don't want to go on it. So after some time, God helped me to do what? So he was very proud. He said, Daddy, you know, today, I cannot move. Then Daddy now said, whenever you are able to control your anger, go again and what? Remove a nail. So whenever he wins, you go and remove a nail. Whenever he wins, you go and remove a nail. Whenever he wins, one day, remove all the nails. And he said, he has what? Conquer anger. So he said, what next? I now took him there. But you know, there are no nails again on this wall. Well, what do you have there? Scars. So even if you speak those words, and people it may leave a scar there. As a fool does not control his tongue. It's true. A man who can control his what? His tongue. Can do what? Control his whole body. Who's a mature man? Who's a mature man? That's all. And that's how God gave us the spirit to speak in tongues. So if you speak in tongues a lot, what happens to you automatically? Even sometimes when people speak in tongues a lot, if you do it very well, you are tired yourself. Even your voice is lost. Even if you want to talk yourself, you look at the pain of talking. So you don't want to talk. Imagine you have done that all night. Then you knock up to your house, you want to talk about football. Even if you want to talk, what would you tell them? Okay. Why? It's good. I want to beg us sincerely that other aspects we are going to, working with the Father, working in love, some other things, and it's so beautiful. But if you don't put this one in order, we will not be laying a very solid foundation. Are you there to praise of men? Do you esteem earthly things very lightly? If somebody they break his they eat his car or they break his scalp, you see the fight, man. You think something happened? Is somebody die? You just see. Even some Christian on the road. One guy told me one day many years ago. He said, I can fight on the road. I can fight. I say fight care. Pastor. He said, what? But now I'm sure he has argued that. Or because they eat your car. You want to be fighting on the road. If you fight on the road that day, the day you God will take you to NTA and you become a big minister. And somebody turn the TV and see you there. This one is fishing. This one is fishing. A fighter. You say no, it doesn't mean now. It doesn't mean all things work together for your good. This one is working for your it's working for your good. Yeah, listen to the soul. But that's so we never believe you. Even if I was coming like that for him, he said, don't mind him. I saw him fighting. He was fighting, but he was cursing. I don't know, my them, they're all lying. What did he say that? And your life has brought a desperate fruit to the name of Christ. Some people know it's in the Bible. See, their God is their belly. And what? Who can help me now to see? What's that scripture? Yeah. Say, their God is their belly. And Say, their God is their belly. Their God is their belly. I mean, material things in their belly. And they bring reproach to the cause of Christ. Say, neighbor, my life will not bring reproach to the cause of Christ. Be on your feet quickly. I don't know what to add tonight, but I just pour my heart in the way I understand. If you see the book Growing Up Spiritually by Kenneth E. Hagin, please read the book. We have it in the library. Growing Up Spiritually. Are you a mature Christian? Have you grown up? Are you still a babe? Or are you still a child? Are you a babe in the things of God? Are you still a child? Are you talkative? Are you sensitive to things? Are you curious to things? Are you losing your talking, all those things are the characteristics of babes. Or do you esteem things of God? Do you esteem His word? Do you reverence His word? Do you esteem the cause of Christ? I want to just ask God to help you tonight, because you must outgrow babyish or childhood stage in your life. Not be a mature Christian. So God say He gave us all these men so we can become a what? A mature Christian, a mature individual. So God can use us. Nobody will send a baby to a war front. Will you do that? Nobody does that. So God cannot use also a babe. I cannot know what He's doing about. Say, don't put hand on people suddenly. Don't just do that one. Don't set novice where in offices. Say, don't do that. Ask for grace. A pattern for God, to know God, to walk in His ways, to walk in purity, to walk in love, to be dead to sin, dead to the things of men, to esteem earthly things lightly. Say, God help me to esteem, to conquer greed, to see money as a tool, to know that it's a tool for God's work. That's all. Say, true prosperity, my kingdom will be expanded. So that God is able to meet all your needs. Say, casting your care upon me for I care. God is able to meet all your needs. And he will meet all your needs. Because God has spoken, you are his child and he loves you. Thank him for your life. Because you are growing in grace, growing in faith, growing in wisdom, growing in knowledge, knowing God and the power that raised Christ from the dead. Your life is effective in the hand of God. You are effective in the business of the master. You are, God can depend upon your life. God can rely upon your life. God can send you forth as his agent. Thank you, Father. Bless him. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.